This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump's former longtime personal lawyer and fixer is before a Congressional Oversight Committee in a public session being televised nationwide. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley says this day could provide some tough viewing for Mr. Trump and his aides if they watch from Hanoi.
The problem with the White House is that the more that they portray Michael Cohen as a serial liar and despicable person, which he is, the more people ask, well, why did the president want such a person to represent his interests?
Michael Cohen apologized for his earlier untruthful testimony, which he said had been reviewed and edited by the president's family attorneys. He also called Mr. Trump a racist, a con man, and a cheat. The backdrop for today's drama on Capitol Hill, President Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. The two men began their talks today. Both Mr. Trump and Chairman Kim expressed optimism for the meetings that will follow. More from AP's Sagar Magani.
They shook hands and smiled at a hotel in Vietnam's capital, kicking off 2 days of talks the president says he hopes will lead to a wonderful situation long term.
A lot of things are going to be solved, I hope.
The president insists he has not backed off his demand that Kim give up his nuclear arsenal, though he said he's in no rush. After their first summit ended with no signs of concrete progress, there are fears the president's so eager to claim a deal this time that he'll give away too much and not get money. Much back. Before heading to dinner, Kim said his nation's been misunderstood, and he's confident he and the president will achieve great results. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mr. Trump says he considered his first North Korea summit a great success, though there is apparently little consensus on that view in the U.S. foreign policy establishment. This is VOA News. In Egypt, more than 20 people were reported killed today when a passenger train crashed into a platform at Cairo's main railway station. The impact caused a fuel tank on the platform to explode, setting fire to the train. VOA's Edward Uranian has a report.
The accident at the Ramses railway station set off a massive fireball, incinerating the front cars of the train and causing horrific burns to passengers and bystanders on the platform adjacent to the crash. Surveillance cameras capture the incident, showing bystanders on fire and running to escape the inferno. One security camera showed a man, his body on fire, running down a set of stairs before collapsing. Rescue workers reported that many of the casualties were in critical condition, suffering severe burns.
That was VOA's Edward Uranian. The Taliban says negotiations with the United States continued Wednesday in Qatar for a second day, amid hopes of further progress toward ending the conflict in Afghanistan. A spokesman for the insurgent group noted that technical groups focused for a day and a half on the withdrawal of U.S.-led international forces when they took up the issue of the Taliban guarantees to prevent Afghan soil from being used for terrorist attacks against the United States and its allies. The two sides announced after their last meeting in Doha a month ago they had agreed in principle on a framework of discussions on those key issues. Though he is ready with a veto pen in hand, President Trump was dealt a border wall defeat in the House of Representatives late Tuesday. With some Republican support, the Democratic-controlled House voted to undo Mr. Trump's declaration of a state of emergency, designed to give him the money he wants for a wall by overriding the will of Congress. Here is AP's Jackie Quinn.
Democrats testified in favor of the measure before its passage.
There is no crisis at the border.
The road to dictatorship.
A naked power grab.
And then the vote.
The yeas are 245, the nays are 182.
Every Democrat voted yes, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi took a victory lap at an event afterward.
It was a big victory. We got 13 Republican votes.
The resolution goes to the Senate, where majority Republicans were urged by the vice president to reject it. Even if they pass the measure in the coming weeks, President Trump has vowed a veto. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Tensions between India and Pakistan were heightened today as Pakistan claimed it shot down two Indian warplanes which had flown over its border in the disputed territory of Kashmir. Islamabad claims that one of the pilots was captured after his plane crashed in Pakistani-held Kashmir. He said the other jet crashed on the Indian side. Gene Randall, VOA News.